ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger. Parents and community leaders join students at Oklahoma's Owosso High School today, where a non-binary student died after being attacked by classmates earlier this month.
Everybody deserves to be who they are, and it's not getting any better, and now Next is dead, and there's not going to be any justice for Next if we don't do something about it.
Law enforcement says it continues to investigate Next Benedict's death and that the cause is still undetermined. President Biden and former President Trump both plan to visit the southern border on Thursday, the president heading to Brownsville, Texas, Mr. Trump to Eagle Pass. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today about alleged censorship on social media platforms. In New York City, survivors, first responders, and Lower Manhattan residents gathered outside the 9/11 Memorial and Museum to mark the 31st anniversary of the 1993 bombing at the World Trade Center. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A lot of voters in Wisconsin will find themselves in new districts when it comes time to vote for state assembly and Senate this fall. Local clerks say they plan to educate voters on which districts they now live in. Governor Evers signed new maps into law last week. He's asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to look at redrawing Wisconsin's congressional district lines, too. A new report finds a shortage of mental health professionals in the U.S. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller was one of the lead authors of the report. He says the lack of enough professionals means more patients are at risk for relapse or readmission.
If there's no clinicians out there to do the work and we keep referring people into a system and there's just not enough people there to treat them, like, we got to solve that problem.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle Lacrosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Blackhawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa in DeSoto is closed until it can be inspected and repaired. The DOT said that the bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is being inspected today after there was some slight movement over the weekend. Detours across the bridge are about 30 miles south in Prairie du Chien or about 40 miles north in Dressbach. The 93-year-old bridge was scheduled to be replaced in 2 years with construction already underway. The DNR and National Weather Service says today will be near critical for fire danger as it will be warm, dry, and windy. The highest fire danger in the state will be south and west of I-94, including the entire Driftless area. People should avoid outdoor burning and report any fires to local officials. Any wildfires today will spread quickly. In the past week alone, there have been 27 wildfires across the state, burning nearly 87 acres. Wisconsin has had 50 wildfires so far this year. As of this date last year, the state had 7. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Brewers baseball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their spring training games with a win over the Padres Saturday, but a 10-3 loss to the Rockies Sunday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says their best hitters must find their way into the batting lineup.
And that's important. You know, I'm looking at bats 3, 4, you know, that kind of thing is important to me, you know.
NBA, the Bucks with another win. They beat the 76ers 119-98. The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. College hoops, Marquette with an 88-64 win over Xavier. Cam Jones scoring 34 points on his 22nd birthday. Head coach Shaka Smart says the Golden Eagles show their EGBs, energy generating behavior.
You know, our theme for the day was EGBs, which are always important to us, but we felt like today, you know, we wanted to be at a high level with that, regardless of circumstances. And I thought even, you know, when the game was tied, you know, 8-10 minutes into the game, you know, our guys stuck with that.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, surging our highs under sunny skies into the mid-60s, breaking record daily highs. The heat's on repeat for tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes. Currently, it's 57.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tuesday on Matt Mayer On Air, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us to explain the difference between charitable groups and political donation groups. Make sure you join us.
The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, February 26, 2024. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big show. Glad to have you along on a Monday, back to school and back to work as well. Beautiful day here in southwest or in south central Wisconsin, I should say, here in Madison. Skies are sunny, temperatures reaching up into the 50s today, probably maybe even over 60. One more day of into the 60s down here in Madison, at least, than in the 20s on Wednesday. So kind of kooky.
One more day of shorts weather.
Yes, and there are a lot of shorts out here on State Street as I walked in Madison. People, Wisconsinites know when the temperature hits 50, for some 40. And the shorts come out. So
I wish I did that. It's pretty toasty in the studio here.
It is. But of course, this time of year, you also get a lot of pasty white thighs. Wisconsinites don't tan well. We have to give a little extra tanning in before we look good in a pair of shorts. At least I do. So, you know, tan before you put on the shorts and walk around in public.
I'm just wearing them for comfort. I don't care what people think of my pasty white thighs.
You don't care whether people have to wear sunglasses when they see the pasty white thighs. Welcome back to hour number 2 of the show. Talking about these remarks that are, in my opinion, not funny, but disturbing and racist over the weekend by Donald Trump. But of course, the headlines over the weekend that Donald Trump won the South Carolina primary over Nikki Haley 60% to 40%. And what they're not making a big deal about, the mainstream media, is number one, that 40% of South Carolina voters rejected Donald Trump. And when asked by Fox News of Nikki Haley voters, 25% of Nikki Haley voters in South Carolina said they would not vote for Trump in a general, and that matches up with the Associated Press saying that 1 in 5 Republicans across the country are saying they will not vote for Donald Trump in the primary or in the general election. And I think the big story that's really materializing, and I think it'll be proven again tomorrow in Michigan, the story to watch here is not that Trump is beating Nikki Haley. The story is how much of a deficit Trump has in attracting the entirety of the party. There is a significant part of the Republican Party. And this is why we have to be careful that we don't say all Republicans or every Republican. There are people out there, certainly there's a 30, 40% of Republicans who will vote for Trump no matter what. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about the person who votes for their local state representative Republican, but is not into Trumpism, who rejects, like right before the break, we played this cut of Trump at the Black Conservative Foundation when the lights were in his eyes, trying to make a joke poorly, instead a racial statement, a racist statement, saying, quote, "I can only see the black ones. I can't see the white ones," unquote. talking about the people there, saying that black people like him because he's been indicted. Basically saying, since I'm a criminal, black people like me because they're criminals. This is the kind of stuff that's coming out of his mouth. Let's play one more, Mr. Zombers. Here, the one that's saying he's, I'm being indicted for you. This is Donald Trump at the Black Caucus, Conservative Foundation Caucus over the weekend.
I'm being indicted for you, the black population. I am being indicted for a lot of different groups.
Being indicted for you, the black population. And remember, according to reporters in the room, about 90% of that audience was white. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What's up?
I struggle constantly, and I'm going to use the word apologist here, not for people apologizing, I'm sorry, but in the old definition of it, when you're explaining something, is the apologist, that people explain away Donald Trump, that explain, well, that this and that, and that, and getting back to, to Gary, once again, defending it, that acting as an apologist for Donald Trump, that saying how bad the economy was in 2016 and how Trump brought it back. Well, I could be wrong, but I think that Barack Obama had brought us back from the Great Recession, through the 8 years of his presidency, and we were continuing to growth throughout his presidency, and maybe it wasn't astronomical growth, but it was steady and progressive, getting better, and that and Donald Trump, let's face it, that some of the actions that Donald Trump took during his presidency led to some of the catastrophic things that happened during his presidency, like his disbanding the pandemic response team that mm-hmm. our White House had. That and when COVID hit, we were caught flat-footed to a great extent, forgetting the fact that we'd actually eradicated some of these diseases, like measles and smallpox and polio, and now we see those very self-same diseases raising their ugly heads throughout the nation and throughout the world, and Trumpism has contributed to that, because we have a whole cottage industry now of anti-vax activities, mm-hmm. where people in the past were vaccine hesitant, concerned about vaccine, what might be in the vaccine, to people that are actually afraid of vaccines now. They're saying that diseases aren't really real, and we don't need to worry about them, and that is just utter nonsense. This came from Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't know the amount of apologists that can explain that away. I mean, that, and then when you're actually telling the truth, well, you get attacked for actually telling the truth, right, on Donald Trump.
Mark, I appreciate the call here. You bring up a good point about the economy. And again, I was in retail before I got back in radio here, and I can tell you that some of the price costs were as a result of the worldwide pandemic and the supply chain getting things from other countries. They had nothing to do with Joe Biden. And then you had companies that had supplies on hand, and only because they could, they decided to jack up the price on things, because on other things, there was legit supply. So retailers took the advantage of the consumer and just said, well, because of the pandemic, all the shirts are going up $10. I mean, I was one of the people marking them up 10 bucks. And that supply had been in our warehouse for months, long before the pandemic. And in terms of the economy, let me read you four headlines in the last 24 hours from the Associated Press. Headline: what recession? Professional forecasters raise expectations for U.S. economy in 2024. Barron's: what if the economy actually is getting stronger? Here's another one. Natural gas hasn't been this cheap in decades. The lowest inflation-adjusted prices in at least 34 years have drillers throttling down from record production. And finally, from the Associated Press, consumers are increasingly pushing back against price increases and winning. Four headlines in the last 24 hours. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go out to beautiful Mount Horeb and Troy listening in on WMDX from Mount Horeb. Troy, thanks for calling. Let's see. Troy, you still there? Hello, Troy. Troy. Troy is driving right now, and he's thinking he's muted, but he's not. No, Troy. If you're there, Troy, we're going to put you on hold. We'll try back in a minute, Troy. Thanks very much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Brian from Iguanago. Thanks for calling in, Brian. What say you?
Yeah, I just was calling about one of your callers earlier said something about how even though he agrees that Trump is being kind of an idiot and saying some dumb things or bad things, that he's still going to vote for him. And I just think that's really sad, that if you have actually come to a point in your life where you really don't like what a candidate is standing for, is saying or doing, and you're still going to vote for him. And that just is very saddening to me. And the other thing I wanted to say to that same caller is that just because someone is not for a candidate, like against Trump and his insane ideology, if you can even call it an ideology, that just because someone's against him doesn't mean he loves every single Republican out there. It doesn't mean that he thinks Biden is the greatest, or he or she thinks Biden is the greatest gift to America. It just means that they dislike Trump and what Trump stands for. And that's all. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Brian. Really appreciate it. Brian in Iguanago. Yeah, I agree with that line of thinking. That's kind of, thank you for putting the point succinctly that I'm trying to make over the course of an hour here. That I'm not talking about your average, everyday Republican in Wisconsin is going to suddenly turn Democratic. I'm just saying that when you go into the voting booth in November, you know, if you think that your local state representative or senator happens to be Republican, you think they're doing a good job for you, that's your right to vote for them. I'm just suggesting that those same people who might vote for the Register of Deeds or the local sheriff in November as Republican, just don't check the box for Trump. You can still be a Republican, but you don't have to be crazy. You don't have to vote for crazy. You don't have to vote for racist. You can still vote for your local Republican person if you want. That's fine. They might be a good person. I don't know. 72 counties, 72 sheriffs, 72 register of deeds. I'm just suggesting that at the top of the ticket, for president at least, I don't think that there are enough people in Wisconsin or across this country who are going to vote for this. I still believe in people. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly back to Troy, Mount Horeb. Troy, you wanted to add one more thing, Troy?
Oh, my God. Where do we start? First of all, as far as inflation goes, I worked for a soda distributor around Madison, and we used to laugh, sit in my boss's office and laugh because we could charge 10 bucks for a 12-pack of soda that we couldn't before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yep. How's it going? Those prices aren't going down. And also, one other thing to Gary, and I voted for Trump in 16, too, and I should apologize for that. But you are who you vote for, and you're voting for a racist piece of garbage.
Well,
you are who you vote for.
I appreciate the call, Troy. Let's, again. I appreciate people's passion, and look, most of the people that call in, I haven't met before, so I don't know people, so I don't think I can, none of us should be passing off and calling someone else a racist on this show. I do believe, as Troy said, that who we vote for, who we support, is generally representative, and look, I think, you know, all of our callers are fine people for the most part, except those who break FCC rules. The Mr. Zomers has to quickly say goodbye. We'll say hello on the other side, so don't go anywhere. More of your calls. As our friend likes to say, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. Back with more of the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 844-967-2789 at 20 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Talking about the Trumpster over the weekend at the Black Conservative Foundation and also CPAC, saying a number of racist comments, dingbat comments, things that just don't add up. Let's play another one. This is one at the CPAC conference, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, where he's talking about being a dissident. That's right, a dissident. Here's Trump from over the weekend.
I stand before you today not only as your past and hopefully future president, but as a proud political dissident. I am a dissident.
So here's the definition of a dissident. Quote, a person who opposes official policy, especially that of an authoritarian state. Unquote. Trygve Olson, our friend and colleague, former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, said this of Trump's comments that you just heard over the weekend. Trygve says, quote, this might be the most disgusting statement of Donald Trump this week, which is saying something. Nelson Mandela of South Africa was a dissident. Alexei Navalny of Russia was a dissident. My friends who are imprisoned in Belarus are dissidents. You, sir, are not a dissident by any stretch of the definition. The fact that you even claim to be insults those around the world who are or have been persecuted for political reasons. Unquote. The words of Trygve Olson. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Don in Muskego, one of my favorite places in Wisconsin, just because I like to say the name. Muskego Don, what say you? Don, are you there? Don is there? Don, are you there? Don is not there. Don, hello. Hello, Don. Don, are you there?
Don. Yes, I'm here.
Don from Muskego, thanks for calling in, my friend. What say you?
Hey, I'm 85, Todd, and I've voted mostly Democrat all my life, but now I feel that Biden is too old and to run, and Trump is a racist. He's he's a rapist, a thief. I mean, a liar. I mean, how can you consider him? This Mickey Haley has got so many good ideas, but is there ever going to be a woman president? Are they ever going to vote for a woman president? What do you think, Todd?
Well, I mean, you've seen a lot more than I have, Don, at 85, and appreciate calling in, appreciate your perspective. Again, I think that as much as people may want a different choice, I think that's what we're going to have. I'll ask you, Don, if the choice is Biden-Trump in November, for whom will you vote?
Well, I would not vote for Trump. No way. I mean, he wants to be a Putin. What did he do when the vice president said, "Tell him I didn't lose. I won the election." Mm-hmm. And he wants to be a dictator. I mean, how can you even? How can people consider voting for Trump again? Because if he gets in again, he's going to try to do the same thing as he did before. He wants to be a dictator, not a president.
Huh? I totally agree with you, Don. And I'm where you're at. I mean, I certainly never vote for Trump. And look, I think to answer your question earlier, I think there will be a female president. I mean, my goodness, we finally got a Black president. We have a female and a minority woman as vice president right now. So I think, you know, we're moving in the right direction.
What do you think of Mickey Haley, Todd?
Look, I think that she's a Trump card carrying authoritarian? No. Do I agree with many of her policies? I think that she's, you know, I don't want to be rude, but I think there's a lot of sugar on the cake, put it that way. I mean, I think she has some of the same extreme positions on abortion and this sort of thing that Trump does. Yes. She just says it in a more kind way. But I agree at the point that she's not an authoritarian. I mean, do I think that she would withdraw from NATO and the United Nations and never step down again and try to change the Constitution so she could run multiple times? No, I don't think that. But I think that she's, and also you're comparing her, Don, to Donald Trump, right? I mean, compare anything to, you know, compare, you know.
What do you think of Biden?
I think he's great.
Running again.
I think he's great. I think that he has been mischaracterized. I think he is a man born with a speech impediment. I think that he has trouble talking. I've seen him alive one time and he's great. Yeah. I think that age is a number. I think he's absolutely with it.
Right.
And you look at the results of the economy, lowest unemployment in history, most jobs since the last five presidents combined, getting rid of student debt, getting us back on the world stage, preventing nuclear war. Go right down the list. The economy is roaring. Joe Biden is getting shafted politically. And I'm sick of it.
What do you think of, what do you think of this Kennedy guy that's running in the third party? Do you think he would be a decent president or no?
I think you'd be better off with a warm turd. Just to put it bluntly, he's terrible. I mean, he's terrible. He's nothing like the rest of the, even his own family, the Kennedy family is rejecting him. But hey, Don, I got to run, but you're fantastic. Okay. Appreciate your listenership. Thank you so much.
I'm going to vote for Biden again, I guess.
Fantastic. Donna Muskego. Love saying that name. 844-967-2789. Carol in Madison. Carol, thanks for calling in. What say you? Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Carol, you're on the air.
Hello, Todd.
Go ahead.
Hi. I think the Republican Party just is going to have some difficulty because there are a certain percentage of them that are convinced that the election was stolen and that Donald Trump is the only way to go. And then there's a certain percentage of them that would never, ever vote for Donald Trump. And I think they're splitting themselves in half and that it's just not going to work.
Yeah, I agree. Again, 40% of people in South Carolina did not vote for Trump. And 25% of the party, Republicans, are saying they're not going to vote for Trump in November. But I agree. Thanks, Carol. Great call. 844-967-2789. Bruce in Green Bay. Bruce, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, my concern is I've been following this for a long time. I've been following the Republicans. And what is being lost is Trump has been enabled since he took office in 2016. They never investigated the first impeachment that should have happened under Mueller. And they didn't impeach him when he tried to do a hit job on Ukraine. And all these Republicans have been lying or silent. Mm-hmm. And the danger of these people cannot be emphasized enough. People have to start thinking Trump is not doing this by himself.
Yeah.
What is dangerous is the party that's behind him.
I think
that's who's enabling him.
I think that's very well said, Bruce. And you come up on an important point here that it's not just Trump, right? You have all these guys like Senator Thune, the second ranking Republican in the Senate from South Carolina, not a dumb person. You know, as far as intelligence, he endorses Trump over the weekend. You're absolutely right, Bruce. It's the other people in this party who refuse to have the courage to stand up like Adam Kinzinger did, like Liz Cheney did, and say, this guy is nuts. I mean, Paul Ryan, former congressman from Wisconsin, Andrew Hitt, immediate past party Republican chairman of Wisconsin. More people like that have to stand up and call Trump out. Back on the other side with Luke Mathers, a Monday tangent with Luke after this on the Todd Allbolt Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison and comedian actor Chip Chinnery. It's Nightlight with Beach Wobble.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Inflation has changed the way Americans shop. Most consumers have spent any savings they built up during the pandemic. Now, they're moving away from name brands to store brand items and buying more used vehicles than new. Economists say changing consumer habits are helping bring inflation down. The FBI says Americans lost $350 million due to real estate fraud in 2022. Faith Kimbrough is a local official in Indiana. She recommends homeowners sign up for a free service to be notified about suspicious activity.
We cannot prevent it from happening. We will alert you to let you know that's happened, and then you can call us and you can, you know, verify it.
All it takes to start the scam is a fake driver's license or a stolen Social Security number. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. No people were hurt in a fire that destroyed a home near Sparta Saturday night. The fire killed three pets in the home in the town of Little Falls. Sparta fire officials said that the two-story home was fully on fire, as well as grass and trees near the home, when crews arrived. The homeowner said left to go shopping and returned to the fire. Officials said that the fire started near a wood stove on the first floor of the home. The house is considered a total loss. The former Shopko building on La Crosse's north side is now officially an indoor pickleball facility. The Blue Zone Pickleball features 17 indoor courts and will be open for members or by reservation from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. each day. A grand opening is planned for next month. The owner said that they tried to make everything state-of-the-art, including using special concrete for playing surfaces and an air control system that doesn't move air across the courts. The National Weather Service says temperatures could be near record highs the next 2 days, but a cool down is on the way midweek. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Wonka is headed for streaming on Max. The film, which stars Timothy Chalamet, tells the story of Wonka as a young man as he built his candy empire. The musical made over $600 million globally at the box office. It was directed by Paul King, who also directed Paddington 1 and 2. Wonka will be available to stream on Max on March 8th. For those of you looking to put on weight, help is on the way. Kentucky Fried Chicken is premiering the Cheetza. That's right. You finally get the great taste of a slice of pizza smashed onto a piece of fried chicken. The totally pointless, unholy union that never needed to happen is real. Cheetza was first introduced in the Philippines in 2015. If you're worried it won't take years off your life fast enough, you can also order fries and a drink and make it a combo. The Cheetza is available February 26th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, surging our highs under sunny skies into the mid-60s, breaking record daily highs. The heat's on repeat for tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes. Currently, it's 57.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. What La Crosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about, you're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX.
Welcome Welcome back to the Tom Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, February 26, 2024. Means it's Tuesday, right? No, it's Monday. It's Monday. You'd think it was Tuesday, Tangents with Luke at 12:30, but no, you'd be wrong. Because on Tuesday at 12:30, Luke is going to be motoring across the state of Wisconsin. So he was so kind enough to make time for us here on a Monday. Luke, sir, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well. No, you're making time for me, and I appreciate that.
Looking at the beard trimmed up, you know, over the weekend. It looks fantastic. Doing, yeah.
You look a little celebration.
You look a little younger.
Do
you,
I?
You had a birthday.
You had a birthday on Thursday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, it was a good time. Saw a bunch of family members between Thursday and Friday. Hung out with my little brother. My folks came to town. My sister and her kids came to town. And then we had a little party on Saturday. So that was a good time. Yeah.
Good for you. Well, Luke joins us every week. We always appreciate it when he does. Give us a call. If you'd like to join in the conversation, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Finishing up some callers who are pleasant and Mount Pleasant enough to hang around through the break, as a matter of fact, because we're talking about these comments by Trump over the weekend at the Black Federation Caucus in South Carolina and also at CPAC in Maryland over the weekend. Tried to be funny, keyword tried, came out much more racist, saying that he could only see black people, not white people in the crowd, saying that he's been indicted for black people, saying that's why they like him, saying that, he's a dissident, which is an offense to actual dissidents around the world. So, you know, just things like that. That's all that's going on. And the fact that so many people over the weekend, Luke, and I'll get your opinion on this after the callers, but so many people or so many news organizations making a big deal that Trump won 60-40 over Nikki Haley and aren't focusing on the fact that 40% of Republicans actually rejected Donald Trump and 59% of those said they will never vote for him in November.
Yeah, well, and we can get to the callers, but I got some interesting texts on it.
844-967-2789. Mike in beautiful Mount Pleasant. Mike, thanks for holding. We'll see you.
Yeah, I got a question.
Sure.
Everybody's complaining about the ages of the presidents running and the senators and congressmen, representatives. Why can't they just make a law either anybody over 65, you're out of there?
Sure. I mean, that's been floated. There are some companies, like, for instance, the Packers organization. Once you hit 70, you cannot be the president of the Packers. That's why Mark Murphy is stepping down this year or next year.
I believe earlier.
Yeah, they're starting.
He's got to be out by like May or March of 2025.
Starting the search now.
Yeah, they're starting the search now.
So I think you're right, Mike. I mean, that's something to look at. But that was probably going to have to be a constitutional amendment. And so that's going to take a while.
Okay, but there's enough young people in there now, you know.
Right.
On both sides, you know, and I don't think that they're going to want to spend the rest of their lives.
Once in a while, I'm going to slip up there. Just remember, I have to adhere to FCC rules on that. Appreciate the passion, but there are certain things we can't say on the air. The point, though, that, you know, we have people that you know, there's younger people in Congress, Luke. But again, Republicans could barely elect a speaker, and to try to get them to do anything, bipartisan right now is tough sometimes. So again, just like a lot of people don't agree with the Electoral College, changes like that are going to take a while in terms of constitutional amendments or constitutional conventions.
Yeah, there are some big changes like that that would need a larger solution. What you can do is, in your own congressional district, you can advocate for having candidates that are younger. And that's something that you don't need a constitutional amendment for. Right. You can encourage young people in your area to run for public office from all levels, from school board up to Congress, and make sure that from the ground up we can have that kind of representation. Having a systemic change to the rules, like if you're over a certain age, that's going to take a while. That would take a lot of buy-in, but something that we can act on directly ourselves is bring that local, bring it closer to home, and encourage your district to be represented by younger folks.
I think now is an appropriate time to quote, as I often do, some of my teachers. This one, Ken Thede, one of my great history teachers back in Richland Center High School, Ken Thede, who is famous for the following quote. Mr. Allball, keep it clean. 844-967-2789. Steven in Green Bay. Steven, keep it clean. What say you?
Oh, you know I'll keep it clean.
I know.
I got a couple quick things for you.
Sure.
First of all, you've started quite the conundrum in my household with my wife. You and Luke did, and I'll explain. The second Brewers game I've ever seen in my life, I saw with you guys last year.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that.
I do, absolutely.
But you guys kept on referring to me as Stephen from Green Bay. And her father-in-law was the guy that was with me and went back and reported this to my wife. So now when my wife wants to, you know, get under my skin a little bit, she'll answer me like I'm calling into a show, and she'll be like, yes, Stephen from Green Bay.
And I like that.
It vexes me a little bit.
All right, I like that.
With that being said, I think we have a problem, and the problem that we have is that we don't identify each other as fellow Americans, but instead we identify each other as who you vote for, what political party you align yourself with. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like if you're, you know, a liberal or a Democrat, you belong in one little box, and if you're a Republican, you belong in a different little box, and the two can't coincide in the same box because they're toxic for the other group.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a really, really not a good thought process to have, because at the end of the day, who we vote for doesn't necessarily make us who we are as a person.
Yeah.
And I think we just need to be a little open to other viewpoints other than our own.
Appreciate the call, Stephen. Thank you so much. Stephen in Green Bay. Luke, I was reminded of this, and our program director, Catherine Lake, came up to Hayward last week. Mm-hmm. We covered the 50th annual American Birkenbeiner. And let me tell you, it was fantastic. I was on skis most of the weekend. No, not really. But what Stephen just said is what Catherine and I were saying as we walked down the street, because some of these people that she interviewed, she said, you know, one thing I never asked them, who did you vote for?
Yeah.
And when you just look at people as people, you find out how much alike we really are. So I thought it was a good point by Stephen.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that at the end of the day, yes, we all reside in these communities, and election day rolls around a couple times a year, in a year like this year. It's not just November's elections that we have to think about. We've got some coming up in April again. We just had one last week for the state spring primary. We've got another primary in August, all before this November's election. But that moment that you go into the voting booth is not, it's not absolutely who you are. And so there's a lot. We are all very complex individuals. And yes, voting is important, but it is not everybody's core identity. Yeah. And identities can change.
Right.
Who you can vote for can change. You used to be a member of the Republican Party.
Yes, I did.
Like, you are somebody obviously on full display of, you can change the views that you have. You can change which party you cast your support to. And that, at any given time, does not define you for the future as well.
Yeah.
And so it's I think very important to be having these conversations. It's one of the beautiful things about broadcast radio is we can have these conversations across civic media. And I think to Stephen's point, yes, we need to be not siloed off as much. We need to be talking to each other. We need to be talking to each other as Wisconsinites, not as Republicans or Democrats.
Mr. Zomer, to go into the next break, dial up a little Kenny Chesney, People Change, the chorus of that. We'll take that on the way
out.
That's fantastic.
Also, I think we need to be careful when talking about the point that Stephen makes, because he's from Green Bay, not Stephen's point.
Oh, what did I say? Oh,
No. Luke said, thinking about Stephen's point.
All right. It's been a long weekend.
It was a bad joke, okay?
It was good. Todd, I caught it. It went right over Todd's head, but he caught it after
because
the fact.
He
saw it, and just like Christian Yelich or, you know, any of those excellent Brewers, he reached out his glove and he grabbed it real quick. He caught it before it went completely over his head.
I'm like Pete Vukovich. I catch it after a good drink. I'm not even sure what that means, actually. Let me get your thoughts, Luke Stira, on this election in South Carolina over the weekend, because we went to the callers there. So, again, I was fascinated by the morning news shows on Sunday and also this morning, quite frankly, talking about the margin of win for Trump, but not the fact that Nikki Haley got 40% of the vote and that 59% of her voters in South Carolina, according to exit polling, say they are not going to vote for Trump in November. According to the Associated Press today, nationally, 1 in 5 Republican voters saying they will not vote for Trump if he's the nominee, which looks inevitable.
Yeah, and that's the way everybody's talking about it, is Donald Trump is the inevitable candidate. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, let's talk about it a little bit. Joe Biden, earlier this month, because South Carolina not holding both its Democratic and Republican primaries on the same day this year, Joe Biden won 93%
yes.
of the South Carolina Democratic primary votes.
Right.
And there's questions of, oh, who's going to run instead of Joe Biden on the Democratic side? Is it going to be Gavin Newsom, the governor from California? Is Gretchen Whitmer going to have to step up from Michigan? Oh, no, Joe Biden doesn't have the support of his own primary. 93% of South Carolina Democratic voters in favor of sending Joe Biden to a second term as their nominee.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump barely, like, that is not a run. He is the presumptive nominee. There is yes. a ton of Republican voters that believe he's still president. Like well, it's yes. a very weird yes. mindset right now to have the national press be talking about these two different primaries in such drastically different ways when really, if you look underneath the hood, the Democratic Party supports mm-hmm. Joe Biden for a second term, and there is divide among Republican and conservative voters in this nation. It's not just one state. It has been all three of states. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump underperformed in Iowa, he underperformed in New Hampshire, and he underperformed in South Carolina.
I mean, to your point, he's basically, in some people's mind, actually is the incumbent president.
Yeah.
But he's essentially running politically as an incumbent president.
But he's also using the grievances of being a challenger and an outsider at right. the same time. It is so perplexing why the national press is just being like, oh, it's a runaway. Like, why is Nikki Haley still in this race? It's like, it's all but a shoo-in for Donald Trump. Where when you see voters actually going to the polls and going into their polling places and saying, the percentages that you're saying of Republican and conservative voters that will not support Donald Trump, and then in contrast to the support that Joe Biden is receiving, it's just mind-blowing, Todd.
And I think that's why, you know, we on this program and others as well are very cognizant of not painting, quote-unquote, every Republican voter the same. Because yeah. I think there are Republicans out there who might even vote for a state representative or the register of deeds or their sheriff. But, you know, they're not the brand of crazy that Trump is. And they're like, when he's saying racist things, that is a bridge too far. I think those people, maybe they won't vote for Joe Biden, but maybe they leave that line blank or whatever. I think there is a significant portion. I mean, look, at you have Paul Ryan, former House Speaker in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Or national speaker, but from Wisconsin, said he ain't voting for Trump ever again. The immediate past chairman of the Republican Party Wisconsin now, Andrew Hitt, maybe under duress, maybe to save his own hide, but at least he's saying, look, I understand now that Trump lost, and I ain't voting for Trump again. I mean, if I'm Brian Schimming, the current chair of the Republican Party Wisconsin, and I've got on one side do-nothing Derek Van Orten and Badger Boy State Scott Walker, along with Trump saying, questioning the results of the 2020 election and trying to win suburban Republican women, and on the other side, Paul Ryan and Andrew Hitt, that's a conundrum.
Yeah, I'm not saying the divide doesn't run deep, but for whatever reason, that divide is being covered up, essentially, by the coverage is that's happening, at least nationally. Right. Because just to refer to it as a runaway or a shoe-in or presumptive nominee for Donald Trump, I think it's a very, very misunderstanding, to say the least, or intentionally covering it in a way that's not showing reality, that's going to lead to a very interesting 2024.
We're going to come back. We're gonna have a little fun at Lukester because Jimmy Kimmel, do you watch a lot of the Kimmel?
No, I'm in bed by late night shows. Like any late night show that I catch is usually on YouTube afterwards.
Jimmy Kimmel did a great job. He had sent someone on the street, asked people a couple of things, and took Trump quotes and said they were from Biden. And then said, no, actually, those are from Trump. And we'll see what they say on the other side.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. It's Lukester. It's Aaron. It's Toddy. This is the All Ball Show in Civic Media. Here's Kenny Chesney. People do change.
Against all odds, against the grain, love finds a way. Some people change.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Tala Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up in the next hour, this third hour of the Tala Ball Show. No, wait. I'm so used to saying that for 4 weeks.
Three.
No, well, ish. No, as it turns out, we're not doing 3 hours today because coming up after the news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour, the fantastic Maggie Dawn will be taking over. The Maggie Dawn Show premieres, or at least her new show in the afternoon, premieres right after ours and continuing on until 4 o'clock. So congratulations to Maggie and wishing her all the best and break a leg after the 2 o'clock news.
Where can you find a better midday lineup than right here on Civic Media? You got Jane Matinair, yeah. Greg Bach, Matinair on air from 10 to noon. And then you got you and Aaron holding down the fort from noon till 2. And then Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4.
Just to answer your question, no.
You can't find a better lineup, you say.
There you go. Yeah. It was rhetorical, Aaron, but thank you.
All right, let's go quickly to Tom and Grafton calling in. We were talking about Nikki Haley earlier. Tom from Grafton, thanks for calling in. What have you got for us?
Hi. Well, I wanted to compliment you first. I really like your show.
Well, thank you.
And I'm glad you're on the air. It just so happened, I was at last spring, I think. I think I heard your last show when you were still on the show up north before you came down to Madison.
Sure.
I wanted to say, too, I like that Tom Hartman's back on in the evening. And also, I like the guy who's got that show on Sunday morning. That's really a pleasant show with all the music and stuff.
Yeah, Lou Rugani, Music of the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of add some class. Well, my question is, I've been thinking about this Nikki Haley thing, and I'm wondering if she's staying in just on the off chance that Trump is indicted and that he, is arrested or something or or quits or has a heart attack. Or, I mean,
sure. You never know.
I don't think he's quitting.
You never know. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, but if she's still there,
right? The quick answer as a former Republican, my guess is that she's staying in because she's trying to set herself up for 2028. Republicans have a map. What they follow almost to the T. Usually, the person who finishes second in the Republican primaries is the leader going into the next cycle. So I think she's staying around. I don't think she has any illusions that she's going to be the nominee. I think she's setting herself up for 2028. Luke?
Yeah, I think that's probably where... I don't think she's going for VP anymore. I think there was a long discussion when this Republican primary kicked off of she was going to be just kind of throwing her name in the ring for that. But
it will not surprise me if she still endorses him, but no, I don't think she'll be the VP.
I think she might even be past the point of... The rhetoric that she's been using on the campaign trail of late, I have a feeling that it's going to be hard for her to come out with an endorsement.
If I hadn't had a losing streak of bets with you, I'd bet you. But
to be fair, Terry, the news director, won the last bet. I didn't win that one. So
she will eventually genuflect to the Great Orange One. That is my prediction because she wants that base moving into 2028.
That's a fair guess, too.
By the way, I just want to get your opinion on this. I'm not sure we talked about this before. I was up in Hayward last week, and great places to eat up there. One of them, I'm not sure if it was the Red Panda. There was a panda involved. Great Chinese restaurant. And I got a little takeout, sweet and sour chicken, went back to WBZH Studios and had it, and opened up my fortune cookie. And I can't, the best part about this meal was the fortune cookie. You want to know why? Because here was the fortune.
Because you're still talking about it.
Yes. Here's the fortune. Quote, you will find hidden treasures where you least expect them. Unquote. Now, see, that's a fortune. It's not a statement cookie. That is a fortune cookie. And too many Chinese restaurants these days are giving you statement cookies. Like, be kind to people or love will solve all. Those are not fortunes. You want, that's a fortune right there.
There you go. Does well, we're going to have to keep sending you out across the state then, Todd, because you got to look everywhere to find where your hidden treasure is.
That's true. Now, believe me, I've been looking for quite a while. All right, Lukester, a couple of minutes left. You want to talk more politics or you want to talk sports? Dealer's choice.
I'm down for whatever. I think it's pretty wild. We had a lightning session wrap up for the Wisconsin legislature at the end of last week. And now it must be nice. I can't imagine just, you know, being able to kick your feet up. It's February 26th and you got nothing but a clear calendar in front of you for those Wisconsin legislators.
It's election year. So that, you know, they dip out.
How is that just...
I know.
I'm almost ready to become, for a little while there, where we were talking about, you know, I'm big on having younger representatives.
I know you are.
I very much don't like seeing, and I'm not trying to be ageist, I'm simply thinking that, you know, it's not best to have these individuals like Dianne Feinstein. She did not need to die in office. I'm sorry, like, that can't be the way that you want to go out. Like,
many have.
I understand that, but like, it should not be a mindset that you're going to go into these public offices until the day you die. You should be serving the public as a public servant. And so that was for a really long time one of my single issue voters. Like, I was a single issue voter on whether or not the age of my elected representative would bring down the average of the elected body they were going to. but really switching it up to be more focused on, I just lost my train of thought completely. Well, having a legislator that doesn't want to just put their feet up and they'll be the one like advocating for not having a legislative calendar end before the second month of the calendar year. That's just perplexing to me. And maybe that's what I'm going to be starting to demand out of my elected officials is I want to see you go into that job for the full year. And yes, I understand elections are important. That's the way that you get the job and everything. You got to run. But you could be working till June. You could be working at least half the year. Come on. It's not even the end of February yet.
Luke has got some gears to grind this week.
Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux putting forward that calendar, and then everybody that votes for that calendar is just very frustrating every February and March. Because you can't act like it's just an election year. Well, they wrapped up early last year, too. They wrap up early on odd number years as well.
But that's happened since God was a boy.
I mean, doesn't mean it needs to continue.
No, but that's fine.
One of the phrases I hate the most is it's like, we got to do it that way because we've always done it that way.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this is not new is all I'm saying. And I think that I agree with you. I think that we should copy other states. I think it's Montana, where their legislative session is like 2 months. They're a part-time legislature, and their session is 2 months. And if they don't have their business and the budget passed in 2 months, they don't get paid, even the part-time salary.
But see, then you only have people that go into those offices that can afford that. And to me, that doesn't make sense either. I think having here in Wisconsin, we have a progressive foundation to who we are as a state. And I think having full-time legislators is a good thing. It brings the wisdom and the institutional knowledge to those positions. I don't think they need to be there for five decades, but they can do a little bit more a little bit more work in a year than 2 months.
There you go.
Luke, we got Mathers. Paid leave. We got so many PFAS. We got so many problems. How are they wrapping up legislation for the year?
Luke Mathers will be medicated tomorrow, next week, when we come back. Join
I'm going
us.
On vacation. Talk to y'all later.
Todd Hoffman saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drums. See you tomorrow.
Providing you with an eagle-eye view of what lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California.
This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden's invited congressional leaders to the White House tomorrow. He's expected to urge them